in a league of its own.
On the Ball with Brantley Early on Dublin City FM. First for Dublin Sport, Dublin Sport.
We're joined by Elaine Caffrey of Basketball Ireland to discuss the weekend's action in the Men's Senior Cup, the National Cup, and also one game in the Women's Premier League from Friday night. We start with the Men's National Cup. Temple Oak versus DCU Saints, first game up on Friday evening.
Yeah, it was a disappointing result for Temple Oak. I know that we were out both Daniel James and Connor James, so Daniel obviously putting up a big number there for them, so he wasn't able to play the weekend. They were missing an inside guy as well, Sean O'Connor, so I think it's just, you know, unfortunate for the Temple Oak lads, and I think DCU had a bit of momentum behind them as well. They kind of probably have more experience in these big cup games, and I think they just kind of use that against them in the end.
Okay, it was a pretty full weekend, obviously, with all the games taking place this weekend. Also up on, we'll do it in chronological order, the Women's Premier League on Friday night, Team Montanati Hotel versus WIT Wildcats.
Yeah, and Montanati had a great game. I suppose I was talking to their coach, Paul Kelleher, after it, and he was saying, you know, it was very up and down. It was a tough game for them. And, you know, they've had a difficult start this season. They've already lost to UL and DC Mercy. So it was kind of vital for them to get the win this weekend. And with WIT being in such good form, they were on four wins. They'd only drafted one loss there to think of, they've got Lee Brunel. So, you know, they really were up against it, and they came out on top with just about with 3 points, so it was a good game there.
Yeah, much tighter than people probably would have predicted before the game threw in. In the National Cup Division 1, also on Friday night, Panthers had a good victory over Talca Rovers. Portlaoise Panthers, that is.
That's right, yeah. Portlaoise Panthers got the win over Talca, and it's funny that Talca actually had beaten them in the league a few weeks previous, so it just kind of goes to show when it comes to the National Cup, anything can really happen, like anything goes, definitely.
Okay, the other games from the weekend, Bord Gáis Neptune had a big victory over Mike Cullen, 104 points to 59.
Yeah, I think for Bord Gáis, you know, they've been there. They know the importance of the Cup. Like, they won it, obviously, last year. They're the reigning champions, but they definitely want to kind of continue their winning more and definitely kind of come away with that victory. And they did that with Mike Cullen. And I suppose it was very important for them to do that this weekend as well, considering the loss that they suffered to Demons last week in the league. So I think it was vital for Mark Scannell and the lads to get back to winning ways in that one.
Colestra had a big win against Belfast Star over in the IWA in Clontarf, 83 points to 80. Michael Bonaparte with 19 points, top scoring for the Dublin side.
That's right, yeah. Another, I suppose, a closer game than people might have thought, considering that Colestra had won them well the week before. I know Paul Dick, especially for Belfast, had a fantastic game. He finished up with 24 points, but just kind of wasn't enough to pull them over the edge. As you said, Colestra, you know, they're red hot at the moment. They're playing really, really well. But it was a close game, and I know it will be even closer next week, especially with Belfast having the home advantage for the second leg. So it'll be interesting to see which way that one pans out.
Okay, the final National Cup game of the weekend saw UL Eagles beat Dublin Inter by 11 points, 74 points to 63. Pretty big, comfortable victory there for UL.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, for UL as well, they were disappointed with their performance in the finals last year, obviously, when they lost to Bord Gáis Neptune. And, you know, they are the reigning league champions, and they've done quite well over the last 2 years with collecting the silver. So they definitely kind of want to get back to winning ways. And I suppose everyone knows, you know, the Cup is unique. It's just a fantastic one to win, and they're really kind of gunning for that one now. So they want to definitely prove a point by going out up against Dublin Inter this weekend.
Okay, the final weekend again played this afternoon was UCC Demons and UCD Marion, battle of the university colleges. 3:15 this afternoon in the Mardyke. Have we a result from that?
Yeah, Demons came out on top there. I don't have the exact score at the moment, but I know Demons won, and I suppose no real surprise there either. They've been playing some fantastic basketball. I suppose they gave Bord Gáis Neptune a good hiding last week, although I think everyone was expecting them to stay on kind of winning ways this weekend as well. You know, they're another team under a new coach this year that are just kind of, they're coming out all guns blazing, and Colin O'Reilly down there is just doing a fantastic job. He's player coach as well. So it just goes to show, I suppose, a little bit of change of what it can do to a team, really.
Yeah, we just got the final score in there on Twitter, 96 points to 65, UCC Demons winning, so a fairly comfortable margin of victory.
Yeah.
How does the Cup work? Is there a turn leg, so you play, and is it done on aggregate, or is it done on a per-game basis?
So for the first round, as you said, there's two legs. So the first leg took place this weekend. Next weekend is the second leg, and then after that, we'll go on points difference for the games, and that'll be the determine the next person that goes through. And then after that, then it's a straight knockout.
Okay, and when are the women back in action?
The women, well, as you know, there's only one game this weekend, but they're back in action next week in the Women's Premier League. And then next week we'll also have, as I said, the second leg, and then there'll be more men's national and women's national shield games going on, along with under 20 national cup games in both the women and the men too.
And just before we leave you, Elaine, I want to ask you about Travis Black. He's a youngster, Irish, who's moved to the States to try and his hand at the NCAA, the college's basketball in the States, and things haven't quite worked out as he might have hoped they would for him.
No, definitely not. I suppose if anyone has been on Twitter or Facebook over this weekend, they would have kind of seen the hashtag Let Travis Play. And Travis is a guy, he used to play for Swords, so he's a real big, comes from a really big basketball family. Ken Black is his father, and he has, there's 9 siblings in total. I know all the girls play for DC Mercy, so, you know, big basketball family. As you said, he went to our States after school, and unfortunately, there just seems to be a little bit of a mishap with the paperwork, and kind of the NCAA, or NCAA now have said that he cannot play, even though he has received a Division II scholarship for basketball. At the moment, I think they're trying to split his scholarship into half field, half soccer, but that means he won't obviously have to play basketball. It means he'll be able to get his education, but he won't be able to play, and I think that's probably the main reason why he went over there in the first place. So I know just from reading online that he sat on the bench with the team last night when they played against North Carolina. So, you know, it was obviously very hard for him, and we give him our full support. And, you know, we've been helping retweet and send out messages too. So we kind of just encourage everyone to see if they can get on the back of it and kind of give him a handout, because it really is a horrible thing to hear.
No, I did look a little bit into this, and I know a little bit about the eligibility rules, because it's different to here, where you get a certain amount of time to actually play college's football or college's sports, and once you're finished that, it boils down to when he sat his leaving cert, and I suppose he took a year or two out, or a gap year, to be a little bit stronger maybe towards the end of his academic eligibility in the States, and it's kind of backfired on him now. So was it a little bit of a case of they tried to kind of pull a little bit of a fast one to get a little bit of a stronger experience through college basketball, and now it just hasn't worked out?
To be honest, I don't know if as I said, I don't know, you know, the situation directly, but I don't really think that it was kind of in that mind frame. I really think that he wants to kind of get a little bit more experience perhaps behind him, but nothing kind of, you know, not trying to get an overhand or anything. But I suppose, you know, as well, people have to take into account he finished his leaving cert at 17. It's such a tender age to be going over and living in a new country with new people and, you know, kind of trying to adjust. So it's one of those things where he was living with his family. He was in junior prep school, and now he just tried to progress, and it unfortunately hasn't worked out his way.
Okay, listen, I hope it all works out for Travis one way or the other, and I hope he gets his education, which I suppose at the end of the day is probably the most important thing for him. Listen, Elaine, thank you very much. We'll chat to you again next week.
Thanks, Will. Take care. Bye-bye.
In a league of its own.
On the ball with Preffy Early on Dublin City FM. First for Dublin Sport.